From the heart of Florida's great Northwest, it's Radio Indeed it is. This is Pat Crawford. Hope you'll stay with us for some great music and conversation here aboard our stage studio in the beautiful Museum of Commerce in the historic Pensacola Village. And what a fantastic audience we have tonight. Give yourselves a big hand. Wow. I tell you, it might be cold outside tonight, but is the heat in here is all the way up with all these happy, warm, loving bodies in here watching and listening to the music tonight. Great show tonight. We've got four artists acts on tonight, which is sort of a bonus. Usually we have three, so it'll be a little bit longer than usual, but man, it will be worth it. We're going to start out with a friend of mine that we've had on before here on Radio Live. It's always good to have Rod Picott back. We'll read a little bit about his bio here. It's been 15 years since this New Englander laid down his work belt, picked up an acoustic guitar, and put a permanent end to his gig as a sheetrock hanger, and he's been going strong ever since. He has built a catalog of songs that spin stories of hard work, heartache, and the human condition, particularly the heartache part. He really focuses in on that a lot. His most recent release, Fortune, has been critically acclaimed, and the approach he took with it is, instead of it sounding like a really studio-produced album, he went to great pains to make it sound like what he sounds like when you get to hear him live, because not everybody gets to hear him live. You get to hear him live, which is what's so good about tonight. He's also recently published his first book of poetry, God in His Slippers, a wily, revealing, and intimate collection of poems that best-selling author Nicholas N. Benker calls life-loving poems that tell you what you need to know. Please join me in welcoming once again to Radio Live, Rod Picott.
I was going to read from the book, but I was going through it, leafing through a poem I could read for you, but most of them are dirty, and I couldn't find one, so. I could speed all ahead when I left my home. By the grace of a girl, I was not alone. No one ever knew my father's name. I had bad directions, but I found my way. Well, now, ain't I lucky? Well, yes, you are. How'd a wreck like me even get this far? One more chance is all I need. I got a lucky charm and elbow grease. Lord, help me find where I belong. And I broke my back trying to find that song. Threw a straight right just to keep some pride. And I gave a middle finger to the hurt inside. Well, now, ain't I lucky? Yes, you are. How'd a wreck like me even get this far? One more chance is all I need. I got a lucky charm and elbow grease. Found myself down on my knees with ashes in my hands. I learned sometimes the love you find will leave you scarred and burned. Each other's ghosts back into that night. Well, now, Ain't I lucky? Well, yes, you are. How did a wreck like me even get this far? One more chance is all I need. I got a lucky charm and elbow grease. Ain't I lucky? Well, yes, you are. How did a wreck like me even get this far? One more chance is all I need. I got a lucky charm. Elbow grease.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I just kind of randomly picked out 6 songs here. 2-3 song sets. Kind of interesting to look down at it. I picked out it was sort of a song about self-loathing in a way, wasn't it? I'll remind you, I'm a folk singer. This is meant to be endured, not to be enjoyed. So please, please remember that as I go along here. And now I've got a song about divorce. Then there's a love song. That's in the wrong order, isn't it? In the second set, there's some unemployment, a mobile home, and then a 65 Falcon. So.
Let me fall a little softer than that. You didn't need the rag, the gasoline, and the match. But I'll hand it to you, darling. I sure understood watched it burn down around me like you said it could. And maybe that's what it takes, a good heartbreak. Maybe it grows back stronger, and the next time it can last longer. Maybe that's what it takes. It's not that I ever stop loving you. I just quit waiting for you to love me too. Wore a crown I gave you, never liked how it fit. Oh, but I kneeled at your dress, so you put up with it. Oh, but now I can see that you have to believe. You're not a queen just because there's some fool down on. Maybe that's what it takes, a good heartbreak. Maybe it grows back stronger, and the next time it can last longer. Maybe that's what it takes. Well, it's not that I ever stop loving you. I just quit waiting for you to love.
love me too.
She's not in Pensacola. It's a long drive from Nashville to Pensacola. Oh, luckily I found NPR stations almost all the way, so yeah. So I know what's going on. And I was nervous driving through Alabama. I just had the window down, just kept yelling, come on, you people, give me a break. All right, here we go. Here's the one love song that I've written. It's come in handy to have a love song, you know, because like once a year somebody will ask me if I want to play at their wedding, and it's an awkward conversation that I have to have with them, because I'll say, hey, I will, but have you listened to the records, because there's not a lot to pick from. And they say, gee, that's right. How about this one, Angels and Acrobats? And I say, yeah, I can do that one. I can do that one. So the wedding gig is nice for me. I'm only there for like 15 minutes. There's only one song I can play at the wedding gig, and eat a piece of cake, and I drive to the hotel. It's fantastic. Look for Jurassic Park or something, you know, on the TV. There it is.
I ain't no angel, I ain't no acrobat. But when you love me, honey, I fly like that. When you do the things you do, I'm flying high away from all my blues. When you love me, honey, I fly like that. Used to be I was afraid of love. I didn't know just what I was made of. Then you cured my vertigo with your sweet soul kisses and to and fro. It used to be I was afraid of love. Angels and acrobats got nothing on me. I can fly like that. When you love me, honey, I fly like that.
Thank you, Rod. Rod Picott, he will be back with us in the second half of the program, I'm happy to say. And the program is Radio Live, Support for this program comes from Coastal Bank and Trust, a division of Synovus Bank, helping people turn their ideas into business realities. Coastal Bank and Trust, a division of Synovus Bank, member FDIC. And we do love our sponsors. They keep this show going. And also, speaking of people who keep this show going, I want to thank the members of the Radio Live 25. Many of you are here tonight, the folks who stepped up to the plate and brought this show back from the dead to live on. So thank you so much for that. And for all of you that attend the program now, thank you as well. Very excited about our next guest. When I was putting this show together, you know, sometimes it's complicated. It's like a puzzle trying to figure out matching schedules, tours, and things like that to get the artists. And somehow I ended up with this show having all men on the show. And I thought, that's kind of odd. Usually I have a little bit, you know, more diversity than that. But then I thought, well, hey, it'll be a show for the ladies. But thank goodness fate was in my favor because my friend Grant Peoples sent me an email a few days ago and said, hey, look who's touring with the guys that you're having on your show. And it was this lovely lady here right to my left. Kashona Armstrong has a natural gift for using music to tap into emotion. She, of course, began her career as a music therapist, working with mental health hospitals and correctional facilities, writing music with her patients, using that as a part of her therapy. She then began to write her music independently and write about things beyond just that are important to her, social justice issues, things that really, really matter. You will discover what a beautiful, powerful voice she has and a powerful message as well. So please join me in welcoming Kashona Armstrong.
I grew up in a family of gospel players. My daddy and my grandpa both play guitars and gospel quartets and sing harmonies, and this is my way of paying homage to them.
I could worry, let my heart ache. I could dwell on all my mistakes. Oh, but I know that worry don't make nothing right. I could carry a heavy burden and make the small things too important. Oh, but I know that worry don't make nothing right. The sun is gonna set and tomorrow it's gonna rise. The flowers keep growing and the birds are still on the line. I could carry a heavy burden and make the small things too important. Oh, but I know that worry don't make nothing right. No, no. And when the roll is called and I close my eyes, I'll wake in glory, standing in the sunshine, and I will know that all worry was just a waste of time. Sweet, sweet time. The sun is gonna set and tomorrow it's gonna rise. Oh yes, it will. The flowers keep growing and the birds are still on the line. Ooh, 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 ha, na, 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 na. Oh, yeah. And when the rope is called and I close my eyes, I'll wake in glory, standing in the sunshine, and I will know that all that worry was just a waste of time. Sweet, sweet time, yeah. The sun is gonna set and tomorrow it's gonna rise. Oh yes, it will. The flowers keep growing and the birds are still on the line. The sun is gonna set and tomorrow it's gonna rise. The flowers keep growing and the birds are still on the line.
Thank you. Thank you. So yes, as it was mentioned, I spent some years as a music therapist. I always picked the hard jobs. I didn't want to work in daycare. Kids are hard. But give me some inmates and I'm on. I'm ready. And what I found was that I was often working with people, if it was a mental hospital or people that were incarcerated, I was finding people at their rock bottom. And that's a hard time. It takes a lot of grace to walk in with a guitar to people that are in a tough situation at their rock bottom and say, let's make music. And every time I walked in, I was reminded when I walked into a session of this sermon the pastor was given about finding grace in the graveyard. I don't know what else the pastor talked about because I started writing this song at that moment, but he said, when you hit rock bottom, if you can remember that God made the rock, so that's a safe place to be for a little while, as long as you get back up. This is called Burdens Down. As I walk to the river, my knees start to quiver. Is there enough water in the world to wash me clean? My heart starts racing. All these demons I've been chasing. Tell me that I'm not the kind to be set free. Looking for grace in the graveyard. Finding the light can be so hard. Oh, I've been under it and I've been over it, yeah. Lord knows I've hit rock bottom. You can crawl through the dark and lose sight of it all, or you can lay your burdens down. Yeah, I feel the winds are changing and my worries, they get to fading. As I stand on that rock that's been trying to pull me down, pull me down. Oh, I'm done with the hate crimes. Oh, yeah. To myself, I've been unkind. The goodness in me that was lost has now been found. Oh, I'll leave the chains in the graveyard. Take the light and a new start. Oh, I've been under it and I've been over it, yeah. Lord knows I've hit rock bottom. You can crawl through the dark and lose sight of it all, or you can lay your burdens down, yeah. Yes, I've been under it, yes, and I've been over it. Lord knows I've hit a rock bottom. I've heard those voices call. You can crawl through the dark and lose sight of
fall, or you can lay your burdens down. Take that rock, throw it in the river. Gonna lay my burdens down. Gonna take that rock, throw it in the river. Gonna lay my burdens down. Gonna take that rock, throw it in the river. Gonna lay my burdens down. You can lay your burdens down. You can crawl through the dark and lose sight of it all. Or you can lay your burdens down.
Christmas time is upon us.
Yes.
For the last few years, since I moved to Nashville, I've had friends like, Kashana, have you written any Christmas hits? I'm like, no,
Christmas songs are hard. But I sat down last year with a friend of mine, Jen Bostick. She's actually a co-writer of mine, and
we came up with this song, and actually today is its release day. So happy release day, huh? So I don't have physical copies of this song, but you can go on kashana.com, K-Y-S-H-O-N-A, or you can go to iTunes, Spotify, just put my name in there. And the name of the song is Maybe by Christmas. And I should have a story for this one, but I feel like it kind of talks for itself. So thank you guys for listening. This is Maybe by Christmas.
Wherever I look, wherever I turn, there's so much anger and so much hurt. I keep holding my head up, trying to be strong. Maybe by Christmas we'll all get along. I open the paper, I turn on the news. Even on the radio, everybody's singing the blues. When will the sun shine? I hope it won't be long. Maybe by Christmas we'll all get along. Maybe when the city starts to shine like gold. Oh, maybe when the bells ring, maybe when it's cold, maybe when the choir starts singing Silent Night. Oh, maybe then we'll get it right. I'm looking for peace, I'm searching for hope. I can't find the love anywhere that I go. From New Year to November, oh, we've been getting it wrong. Maybe by Christmas, we'll all get along. Oh, maybe when the city starts to shine like gold. Oh, maybe when the bells ring, maybe when it's cold. Yeah.
So love on your neighbor and lend a helping hand. You can't change the whole world, no, but you can do what you can. You won't wake up one day to find the hurt and it's gone. Maybe by Christmas all get along. Maybe by Christmas we'll all get along.
Thank y'all so much. Thank you.
Kashana Armstrong. Thank you, Kashana. And she will also be back with us in the second half of the program. And the program is Radio Live. We do this the first Thursday of every month right here in the Museum of Commerce in historic Pensacola. And you can come to the live show, which is the best thing to do. Or you can listen to it on air. We also have on subsequent Thursday nights during the month, we have Best of Radio Live. So you can listen to some of the Radio Lives that date back as far as 1989. So kind of interesting sometimes to catch up on those. Our next guest, this is his first time on Radio Live. I've been very excited about meeting him tonight and getting him on the show. Toronto songwriter Corin Raymond's love of words began in the car with his father, who on many long drives through northern Ontario. His dad taught him Greek myths to pass the time, and for Corin, this was the beginning of a lifelong love affair with words and stories that set him on the path to become an acclaimed songwriter and a student of songcraft. A true Canadian troubadour, the studio work on his double album, Paper Nickels, a tribute to his fellow songwriters, was through an absurd triumph of crowdfunding paid for entirely with Canadian tire money handed to him by fans across the country. He's an entrepreneur, too. This is awesome. A lot of musicians aren't, so this is good. His latest album, Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams, has received critical acclaim from reviewers, including Acoustic Guitar Magazine, who describes the album as a hypnotic, literate collection of dark, tall tales, romantic, immediate, and narcotic. He also enjoys a second career performing his non-musical one-man shows, Bookworm and the Great Canadian Tire Money Caper, and has toured extensively to over a dozen fringe and literary festivals and to theaters in three countries. Please welcome a man of many words, Corin Raymond.
So good to be here. Even if I don't have a microphone, it's good to be here. This is my second time playing in Florida. It's my second time being in Florida. You want me somewhere else, Tom?
Check 1, 2.
This is all my fault. Well, I'm Corin Raymond, and I'm going to sing you a song right now that, well, if you can relate to this song I'm about to play, it's not my problem. I'm hard on my body, I'm hard on my bones, hard on every tool I own, hard of hearing, I'm hard of taste, getting all my teeth replaced, I'm hard on every tool I use, I strip the drivers and the screws, hard on my soles, hard on my heels, hard on tires, hard on wheels, hard on clutches, hard on brakes, hardest on my own mistakes, my suspension needs new springs, some hard on things. I love hard on hearts, hard on flings, hardest on the sweetest things. I've worn out 2 gold wedding rings, some hard on things. I may be right, I might be wrong. It's hard to put that in a song. It's hard to make this Gibson sing whenever I try break the strings. Some hard on things. Yeah, I'm hard on things.
everything. It's hard to care for someone you love who's hardly there. And I'm hard on my wallet, I'm hard for cash. I go hard until I crash. Hard on my liver, it's hard on my head. Hard to sleep when I lie in bed with the nightmares the morning brings. And I already told you, I'm hard on things.
If you like that song, first of all, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm concerned for you. Secondly, I think we're going to be friends, you know? As was mentioned in the introduction, I'm the interloping Canadian, and I'm from Ontario, from Toronto, and something I love about songs, I love the way songs can contain places, you know. I've got this song I'm going to sing you now. It's a love song to my old neighborhood, the Kensington Market. And the Kensington Market is still one of the neighborhoods in Toronto that's sort of a last holdout for all the weirdos, all the musicians. There's a lot of street life. And it's cool. I've got a little piece of the Kensington Market I can carry around in my pocket now with this song. And Tom Waits, one time, he said that he thought that every song should have a "you are here" arrow. And I like that a lot. Especially because the first show that we did on this tour, I'm touring right now with Jonathan Bird and Kashauna Armstrong, who you just heard, and Mr. Johnny Wakin. And the first show we did in Richmond, Virginia, there was a couple there who actually had come up to Toronto this summer to see me play at the Cameron House, just a bar I play at every week, every Thursday. Been doing it for 13 and a half years. It's the longest I've ever had a job. And and they came all the way from North Carolina to come to the Cameron House. And not only that, but they did the walking tour of the song I'm going to play you right now, which that's so cool. They treated it like it was an entry in Lonely Planet. So, yeah, they went to Bellevue Park and saw the statue of Al Waxman. Canadian actor was on a show in the 70s called The King of Kensington. And they saw the bar Lola. There's three people mentioned, three Kensington Market misfits mentioned in this song. And they figured they saw two of them. The first one is Luther. Luther. He's a pension check gambler. He's a park bench instructor. He's a breadcrumb handler and a pigeon conductor. He's an old ashtray miner, a half-a-lung hacker, a life's been unkinder, and a penny roll stacker. And Chuck, Chuck, he's a liquor store strummer, he's a half-a-block howler, he's the sound of my summer, he's a dead flowers growler, he's a sidewalk street singer, a Baldwin Spadina, old resonator slinger, and a drunken John Priner. Dolores. Dolores. She's a stray cat collector. She's a landlord's dilemma. She's a mangy menagerie marigold mama. She's a plastic flower bike basket, Eden's glider rider, a long Lola loiter, and a Paul Mall provider. I can smell the lilac from my room, the hollyhock sidewalks of June. listen, I don't want to be rude or anything, but you guys don't seem to be doing anything right now. I think you should just come with me right now. Just come on to Toronto. And let's float in the air over Kensington Market. We could take your car there, but there is no place to park it. Up here with the pigeons, whom gravity pardons, we can see all the green bins and sidewalks and gardens. We can look, and there's Chuck singing Muhlenberg County. He's already tucked away two old Milwaukees. Just two streets over from Spadina and Baldwin, there's Luther sitting under the bronze of Al Waxman. And there goes Dolores on her way down to Lola to lounge in a chorus of lit-up low rollers. She gives Chuck a smoke, and he gives her a song. Luther's still broke, but he shuffles along. And she hands him one, too, because she can afford it. And the twilight falls blue on their cherry-tip auras. And it's plain to see now that the darkness is growing, that you're not down and out when you're down and out going. I can smell the lilac from my room, the hollyhock sidewalks of June, where roses are blooming red as wine. But there are morning glories that only bloom late in the chilly afternoon. Yeah, and they might be the sweetest on the vine. They might be the sweetest on the vine. They might be the sweetest on the vine. Thank you so much. Thanks for being here with me and having me on Radio Live. I got one more song for you. I'd love to get you involved in this song. I'd love to get you singing on this. It's real easy for you. You got three words. It's actually the name of the song, One Fine Day. That's all you got. There's other words. Like, I'll get those. Don't you fret about it. It's real easy. It's like one fine day, you know, and then something dum dum that I say, and then it's one fine day, da 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 da. Oh, right. Oh, it's slightly more complicated than I made it sound. Sorry. It says one fine day, right? One fine day. But the third time, it says one clear sign, and that's gonna get you. And you're gonna get to that third line. You're gonna think you're gonna say one clear. You're gonna want to say one clear sign. You're gonna be all on top of it, and then you are not gonna say it. You're gonna say one fine day three times in a row. It's like a human brain thing. I don't know what it is. You see what happens? Is my buddy Jonathan Bird kicking around, or is he not anywhere? Is he somewhere? Okay. I did not manage to conjure him out of the thin air. He's gonna help me out. I'm standing at the river. I don't know how it got so wide. And I don't know if I can make it over to the other side. And I wasn't raised to pray, Lord. But would if I knew how? 'Cause if I never needed your help before, I sure do. Wake up laughing. Give me just one fine day. Let me sleep where I am safe. Give me just one clear sign. Woo. Sign where I'm going. You can let me feel the sunshine. Wanna feel it on my face. You can hum
Corin Redman and Raymond, and Corin will be back with us in the second half of the program as well. The program is Radio Live. Support for Radio Live comes from Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, a family-operated company serving commercial and residential customers since 1969. From heating and air conditioning to plumbing and electrical projects, Peden offers 24-hour service. Learn more online at peden.com.